This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Paul Esposito with you. Thanks for joining us here today. Friends, I've got 60 seconds for an opening today because we're going to squeeze in the whole rest of this last part of this sermon. The sermon is entitled, I Am Crucified with Christ. What a great text. Taken out of the book of Galatians, we're going through the book of Galatians, verse by verse, at Island Community Church. And this is going to wrap up the sermon I just preached last Sunday. This week, we're in chapter 3. I invite you to come to Island Community Church this Sunday morning at 10:30. My sermon will be, oh, you foolish Galatians. Moving onward here, chapter 3. Here in the meantime, we're looking at this great text. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. Enjoy today's message, friend. We'll be back again soon with another program.
If you want to gain access to heaven, if you want to be certain of eternal life, if you want peace, if you want to see God other than at the judgment seat, there's only one way. By receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Through whom we have access by faith, not by works, by faith. Through whom we have access by faith into this grace in which we now stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. You and I have access to the throne of God Himself. He's handed every one of you a little ticket, like a movie ticket that says, admit one, not admit two. And you can't give it to anyone else. You can't give it to your son. You can't give it to your daughter. You can't give it to the homeless guy on the street. It's for you only. Admit one. Admit one. I stand in grace. Eternal life awaits me, not judgment. And I am a forgiven man. Hallelujah. I'm not going to apologize for my zeal. I'm happy about that. To whom much has been forgiven, the same loves much. I have peace with God in the here and now. All this is possible, is a reality, because of Jesus Christ and what He did on the cross. Hey, this is why you guys pay me. I'm a preacher. What else is there than Jesus? This is what we do in here Sunday morning. We lift up the Savior. I assume this church is going to be full of people that have never heard Him before. Each Sunday morning, Island Community Church, and many churches out here, we lift up Jesus Christ. That's what we do. Offer salvation to everyone that comes in the door. You too can have your name written in the book of life by receiving Jesus and calling Him Lord. Do you hear R.C. Sproul this week talking about what they did there in Smyrna when Polycarp was alive? Did you hear that? Only thing they made Polycarp do was say two words. Did you hear that? And that was Caesar Kairos Kyrios. They were going to let Polycarp go. They said, all you got to do, Polycarp, is say two little words and I'll let you go. And that is Kairos, that is Caesar, Kairos Kyrios. get on your knees and say, Caesar is Lord. And you can walk out of here. And he said, 86 years have I served him, and he's done me no wrong. Bring forth what thou wilt. And they tried to burn him, and a great wind came and blew the fire out. So then they said, all right, we'll just do it our own way. So they got ropes and strangled him. You got to kill him somehow. The fire didn't work, so they strangled him while he was tied to the stake, died from strangulation. Interesting story. You read the Fox's Book of Martyrs sometime. You and I stand in grace, and eternal life awaits us. Okay, back to our text, Galatians 2:16. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. Even we, remember, he's speaking to Peter. Even we have believed in Christ Jesus, so that we might be justified by faith in Christ and not by works of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified. By the works of the law, that is, by doing good deeds or anything else that you, as opposed to what the Savior has done, no flesh will be accepted. Verse 17, but if while we seek to be justified by Christ, we ourselves are found sinners, is Christ therefore a minister of sin? What does he say? God forbid. For if I build again those things which I destroyed, I make myself a transgressor. That is, if you start doing the things that you used to do before you were saved, don't blame Jesus for it. It's your own fault. Now, Paul's opponents argued that since justification by faith eliminated the law, it encouraged sinful living. A person could believe Christ for salvation and then do as he pleased, having no need to do good works. Paul hotly denied this charge, especially noting that this made Christ the promoter of sin. That's why he got so sore at this and said, Meganoito in the Greek, God forbid. For I, through the law, verse 19, for I, through the law, died to the law, that I might live to God. Notice Paul changes wording from we to I. You notice that? It's not we anymore. Now it's I. For I, through the law, have died to the law, that I might live to God. The law demanded death for those who broke it. But Christ paid that death penalty for all sinners. And now he's free to live for God. Okay, we end up today with one of the most famous verses in all the New Testament. Verse 20, Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but it's Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Again, the King James has faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. For I do not set aside the grace of God. For if righteousness, that is right standing with God, if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. That is, if you can get right with God any other way other than what Jesus did on the cross and his blood, then Christ died in vain. We're going to get into what that means in just a minute. But it says, I have been crucified with Christ. That means that you and I have died right alongside of him. He died for our sins on the cross. And you and I have died to our old life and to our being slaves of sin. Romans 6:4 says this, therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death. Notice it says, we're baptized. It's already done. we were baptized with him through baptism in the death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. But what a great promise. It is no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. Think about that. Where do your desires come from? You want to help that person. You feel like bringing this person some food. You feel like sharing your money with that person. You feel like lightening someone else's burdens. Or your heart goes out to some despicable criminal. Where do these thoughts come from? Where do your desires come from? Mr. Missionary, preacher, you with the gift of helps, where do your desires come from? That's Colossians 1:27. It says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's where they come from. Christ in you. The desires you have to do all these things is because it's Christ in you. This is the great New Testament mystery. Is Jesus Christ now lives on the inside of you. Last verse, verse 21. I do not set aside the grace of God. For if righteousness comes through the law, then Christ died in vain. That is, if there was another way to get right with God other than the death of his son, hear me, then God made a mistake and his son didn't have to die. That's what he means when he says he died in vain, meaning he didn't have to. If there is another way to get right with God other than the death of his son, then God made a mistake and the Son of God didn't have to die. And moreover, that means that you thought of a way that God didn't think of. Imagine that. We got to add another throne in heaven. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and you. You can have your own throne right next to the Holy Spirit. Try running that one by God and see how far that one goes. I recommend not. But you hear it all the time where people say, oh, well, there's lots of ways to God. Oh, yeah? Here's your own throne. You thought of something God couldn't think of. Do you think God, Adrian Rogers says, I would hate to run into that God in a dark alley that would let his son die like that when he didn't have to? And you thought of a way that he couldn't think of. You need your own throne for that. It's as simple as that. All right, today's main points. Number one, I get right with God through faith in Jesus Christ. How do I have salvation? How do I know I have eternal life? How do I know my name is written in the book of life? Through faith in Jesus Christ and calling him Lord. Number two, I have kissed my old manner of life goodbye. For good. You have done that, right? Have you kissed your old manner of life goodbye? It is no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me. He's talking about it like it's already happened. How about you?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.